And I think that just that flipped this switch in me where I was like, okay, fuck you. Watch this.
They made up their minds and they started packing. They left before the sun came up that day. An exit to eternal summer slacking. But where were they going without ever knowing the way? We drank up the wine and they got to talking. We now had more important things to say. And when the car broke down, they started walking.
Welcome, welcome. You're listening to Jim and Them, episode 836, part two. My name is Mike Steele, and I host the number one Corey Feldman Poocast in the world. Who do I host it with? Two of the stinkiest losers I've ever met in my life. Absolute bastards. Starting with Mr. Jeff Murphy.
Oh, shit. I'm a rude bully, everybody. I'm the Poocast's rudest bully, and I'm here to say, of course we know Rob Schneider was in Deuce Gigolo, or Deuce Bigelow, male gigolo on there. But what do we call black gigolos?
Ooh, uh-oh.
I don't know. but what else is in the news? They just
that's the end.
they just blew up the Tropicana. They imploded it. Turns out it was a Hezbollah stronghold. Oh no! Fuck.
Oh what?
Ah, never mind. You wouldn't get it anyway.
Sorry.
back to you, Mike.
Thank you so much. And now, the rudest ass bully that I know, Mr. Jim Scampoli!
Yo, 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 yo. I'm very proud to be on this podcast of lowlifes. or this poocast of lowlifes, if you will.
Yeah, please.
What else did he say? I gotta remind myself real quick. Stupid podcast of lowlifes with selfish thoughtlessness, purposely harassing. Welcome everybody. This is part two. We are back. We only talk about Corey about 80% of part two, 100% of part one, 80% of part two.
Wait, what? Really?
No.
I'm too tired.
No, we'll just don't go anywhere. We'll talk about Corey. We'll talk about Corey.
Hurricane Corey devastated Florida.
Okay. All right. We're back at 400. Okay.
Did you guys follow the hurricane stuff at all?
I thought hurricane season was over.
I saw you say that. Is that a reference or
Pineapple Express?
Ah. Oh. I haven't seen that in forever.
I've never seen it.
I thought hurricane season was over.
Is it just that there's been two hurricanes so close together, or do we always hear about hurricanes this far west? Usually, growing up in Northeast, you'd hear about it a lot because usually it would come up the coast or whatever.
Wait, is there ones that's not happening on the East Coast right now?
No, no, what I'm saying is for it to be like, it felt like it was bigger news here, even though we're so far away from it.
I feel like we hear about it every year.
Yeah, I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
But did you hear about Lieutenant Dan, the guy that stayed in his boat?
I saw one video of him.
I did not, Jim. Should I have?
It's just a guy decided to stay in his boat.
You know what I'm proud of?
The fact
that it's some guy and not like a clout-chasing Twitch streamer.
It's a clout-chasing guy.
But the thing is...
Oh, okay. Never mind. Oh, never mind. When you said Lieutenant Dan, I thought you meant like he was like a lieutenant.
Oh, no. It's the reference. It's to Forrest Gump. Because remember Lieutenant Dan yells at the storm?
Right. Okay. So it's just some fucking idiot. All right.
Well, but also it's funny because you're like, I'm glad he's not like a clout-chasing streamer. Like Aiden Ross, like the main kick streamer guy... was like, hey, man, you're sticking it out. I'm going to give you a $100,000 boat and a kick deal. So he's going to be, because he did this, he's going to be a streamer now.
Yeah, boat tour. Really?
For 2 days and then everybody forgets about him and doesn't care?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Boat tour.
Yeah, boat tour for sure.
I think this was his original video.
You're welcome. Boat tour.
Boat tour of the poles.
Oh, shit. Where's the air horn?
I'm just chilling in Florida.
Yeah, I'm just chilling. And Hurricane Helene.
All right, Dan, the people that are new, explain to them why you're deciding to stick out a Category 5, one of the worst hurricanes in Tampa history, out on a 20-foot sailboat in Tampa Harbor.
Can't even hear him.
Scratches your bad match.
I'm a big fucking dumbass. Yeah. I'm a fucking stupid fuck.
Well, and the best part is, who gives a fuck what he's saying?
So, but I mean, the thing is, I did catch myself and being like, I wonder if Lieutenant Dan's posted any TikTok updates. I wonder what he's going, what he's up to.
His TikTok update is.
Well, what's fascinating to me is that there were people that were essentially like, kind of rooting for him to die in a way, which was weird, because it's just like, you know, you want to like think that a person's stupid.
Yeah.
So like for that person to be stupid, like something bad has to happen to them.
You need a FAFO moment.
Yes. Kind of. Yeah. It's like a fuck around and find out. It's like a weird FOMO, because it's almost like, well, if you survive...
FAFO FOMO?
It's a FAFO FOMO.
Y'all are saying too many words that I don't understand.
It's fuck FAFO around FOMO, homo.
Fuck around and find out is...
Oh, that's
in
FAFO.
Fear of missing out.
And FAFO, fear of missing out.
FAFO FOMO. All right.
FAFO FOMO.
I'm back. Chomo. I'm caught up. I'm a FAFO FOMO
There's
Chomo.
One man.
Oh. But so it's almost like if he survives, it's like, oh, maybe I was kind of stupid because...
I thought he was dumb for staying. No, but that doesn't make you stupid for thinking he is dumb for staying. If I walk into traffic on the highway and somehow avoid a car getting hit by me, that doesn't make me smart for doing it or not dumb for doing it. It just means I somehow survived my really dumb
thing.
Yeah,
but you're almost always hit by cars every day.
That's true.
And then you freak out about it.
But what I'm saying is, like, that doesn't make his decision or you thinking he's stupid for it any less stupid just because he doesn't like get some type of crazy comeuppance.
But also maybe he wasn't like to other people's points. It's not so much that he was dumb. He's just poor. And he's like, where am I going to go? Yeah. I can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess he's got a boat. Maybe he could take a boat somewhere. How long does it take to get around the penis head of Florida to the other side?
Well, wasn't it coming for like...
Well, he's Tampa, so he could just go towards Texas.
Isn't it coming for like Orlando, though? Isn't it hitting the parks?
Well, it went through Tampa through like central Florida, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was coming from east going down through like southwest.
No, it was heading east.
Oh, okay.
Like it went through, and then it kind of passed through like Hawaii Tom and Jason Christopher's.
Then never mind, yeah. Then you'd just be going into the eye of the storm, like a modern-day Don Quixote.
Yeah, twisters.
All of America was rooting for during the hurricane. He's known as Lieutenant
Dan. Did you say all of America?
All of America's rooting.
There's absolutely one man. No all one. Of America was rooting.
Yeah, you guys are rooting for him, right?
I am.
I was rooting for him.
I always dead.
Rooting for during the hurricane. He's known as Lieutenant Dan. Yes, after the character in Forrest Gump. He lives on a boat in Tampa, and video of him peeking out from his vessel went viral. Since he wasn't evacuating, many
this
assumed
the news
he
now.
Was a goner. But
this is the fucking news now.
Yeah, this is great, though.
Lieutenant Dan survived the storm.
He made it. the stubborn one-legged sailor known as...
Oh, I didn't know that he was also missing a leg. I honestly didn't know that.
All right,
so
yeah.
He's even more Lieutenant Dan than I thought.
He wasn't before the storm, but it blew off.
Well, they're probably not going to show the other video, because the other video I saw was like the day after, and they're like, how you feeling? He's like, feeling good. Just smoked a joint, just hanging
out.
Said,
yeah. Was he on drugs or talking about drugs or off a bean?
Lieutenant Dan survived Hurricane Milton on his 20-foot sailboat.
What did it feel like?
It was a lot of bumping around, a lot of bouncing around.
Lieutenant Dan became a viral sensation this week when he refused to leave his boat in Tampa Bay and take shelter.
A guy who's gone viral for
yeah, hell yeah.
Refusing evacuation orders.
He's refusing to go to a shelter.
As Milton bore down on Tampa, concern for Dan grew. Would his little boat withstand Milton's wrath?
Lieutenant Dan!
Would he ride out the storm like the inspiration for his nickname, Lieutenant Dan, the legless war hero from the movie Forrest Gump? We caught up with him as he was checking his vessel for damage.
How's the boat today? Did it take any beating?
It took a little bit of beating. It's got some cosmetic damage, but that's about it.
Why did you decide to stay on your boat?
Because I live here and it's all I have.
Lieutenant Dan's
Jim,
real name
that's what you
is
said.
Yeah. Because he probably really was like, what am I going to leave it and then come back to nothing? I'll die with this boat. But what's also perfect is much like any of these things that happen, because usually the internet makes like derelict people famous for whatever reason.
But only for 20 seconds. Yeah.
Well, but it really, even in the span of like, him deciding not to leave, but before the hurricane, or actually, like as the hurricane was hitting, people were like,
"People already here's didn't
his
care."
No, they were like, "Here's his arrest record." Like, apparently, some people think he might be a pedo. I didn't look at his record yet. Let me find it real quick.
Okay, yeah, let's go.
I think there was something where he tried to set a woman on fire.
Well, here's the thing. I don't mean to defend this guy, but I think that's what people would say no matter what.
What that
the types of people that are going to search for this are just going to say, he was a
pedo. Yeah. Lieutenant Dan became an overnight sensation riding out Hurricane Milton.
I literally did not hear a peep of this. I pray every night to God himself that I am not in any of the corners of the internet that any of this stuff leaks into.
Look at how many mugshots he has.
Oh, my God.
One, he's all black-eyed out. That's what he got caught.
He looks kind of normal in this one.
Yeah, that's because he was trying to escape.
Looks good there.
He looks like Lin-Manuel Miranda in a couple of these. Motherfucker's about to drop Hamilton.
Let me see. So what's on his record?
He looks like Lin-Manuel Miranda when he's rapping in the hospital in House. That's the Lin-Manuel.
I don't know that one.
I know, but that's the only one I knew now.
Let's see. Give me, what's his rap sheet? If it wasn't for TikTok, I'd be out here on my own. I know he had a GoFundMe that was up to like 40 grand.
Good.
That, I mean, realistically, could you ask for a better thing to go viral in a way that is meaningless? No one remembers you or thinks about you other than to donate money and then immediately forget about you. So you get the money and then you don't like have the downfall of like like some of those meme guys that try to like linger on for too long and try and like extend their 15 minutes.
Okay. So yeah, as recent as August, he was charged with a misdemeanor of selling, operating, or using a vessel without certificate of title, which encompasses Tampa, potentially calling into question the very boat that he tried to stick out the storm on.
Yeah, there's no way he has, like, that is clearly a Craigslist handshake boat.
Then in April 2022, he was released after a one-year prison sentence in a felony case when he punched a police officer in the face.
Lieutenant Dan rules. Fuck yeah, Lieutenant Dan. Take your money and run, my dude.
The manager of the Irish Brigade Bar in Lake Worth Beach, Florida, had asked him to leave the bar because he was screaming and breaking glasses. As a responding sheriff's deputy tried to handcuff him, he punched the officer, who punched him back. He later claimed to have urinated in the back seat of the officer's vehicle. He tried to unsuccessfully represent himself in court.
But he kept falling over.
Your Honor. What?
And he was convicted by the jury in a trial that lasted less than one day.
Lasted less than 5 minutes.
That means that he pled not guilty, because that's the only way that would go to trial.
Your Honor, if the court doesn't find me not guilty, I'll kill them.
Well, it's awesome because he's like, I plead not guilty. And they're like, all right, in evidence, we have a video of you doing it. All right, well, this is over.
Okay, yeah, in February 2023, a woman was smoking on the beach on the east coast of Florida, and then he got into an argument with her because he was sitting on a nearby bench, and then suddenly he poured a one-gallon container of gasoline on the bench between the pair, igniting it.
Okay. All right.
And maybe he's just an environmental guy.
Yeah, free Palestine.
Whoa, this guy's wild. It's a good thing he has 40 grand of your money now, everybody.
Yeah, but that's a fentanyl overdose waiting to happen. Give it a second.
The amputee grabbed his crutches and hobbled over to the woman, who was still holding her cigarette, and he splashed her with fuel, according to the affidavit. The woman was unharmed but said she feared for her life.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, no one wants to be splashed with fuel.
Yeah, he's crawling at her like that scene in Freaks. He's I've got a lighter.
He was on house arrest for an order quoting violent history, but multiple reports note that the case was dropped a month later for unspecified reasons. He probably just fell through the old cracks. Yeah. A little just falling over through the cracks.
It's easier for him to fit through the cracks. Yeah. Oh, damn it. We were both making the same joke about his leg making him fall through cracks.
Lieutenant. Oh, his mugshots hit the internet. Lieutenant Dan's 14 mugshots go crazy. Bro is a menace, one user wrote. I can no longer be a fan of Lieutenant Dan, sadly. Stop supporting this man's stupidity because you're supporting a woman abuser. Well, to be fair, she was smoking on the beach.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Uh-huh.
Although
and
he
it's
did.
Not a, it's, he's not a woman abuser. He attempted arson.
Yeah. You're supporting an attempted arsonist.
Yeah. He attempted to immolate her. Would that be immolation?
Yeah, that would be
attempted
immolation.
Yeah. Yeah. Because anytime we go through police reports, they have all this wording.
He's merely like an immolationist.
I love immolationists. They're on tour with Knock Loose.
He did apply. He told one TikToker, I went to prison. I did jail time, but I have to tell you point blank, I'm innocent of all charges.
I learned nothing. Now I need to sail away in my stolen boat.
I'm pretty sure there was at least an interview conducted with a lady covered in gas.
Well, because initially the word was, because Aiden Ross is the streamer that was like, I'm going to give you a kick deal. I'm going to buy you a new boat, like between $70,000 and $100,000.
I think he's Ellen given what's his name a bunch of like a lifetime supply of vans.
Yes, yeah, basically,
Dan Daniel. Yeah, he's damn Danieling this guy a boat, not realizing that not only is the hype for him already over, it was over before the storm even started, and now by trying to extend it, he's just merely like throwing money in a hole.
Well, but then news got out supposedly that because of his rap sheet coming out, that Aiden Ross was backing out on the deal. But he's going to like, oh, I didn't know about this.
Oh, notable kick scumbag doesn't like a man with a rap sheet?
Let me see. But then I don't know, the word got out, then he said he wasn't, but this is maybe when he finds out.
I actually don't know Aiden Ross is. Telling
you, he not getting you
he interviewed
no
Trump.
More. He came to me. I never went to him. He offered it to me. I never asked for it. So then he turned around and he starts singing about my history. Well, you should have did that before you made the offer. You know, if you're worried about your image and who you have working for you.
Dude, this guy has it made because it looks like like people probably brought him whatever that McDonald's breakfast is. People are just showing up now, like trying to get to get your own like viral video with the Lieutenant Dan guy.
That hoodie looks brand new.
But someone just brought it to him probably. But to your point, Mike, as quick as this comes, this is going to go very fast.
Again, I would argue it's probably already gone.
If he somehow does turn it into a successful streaming career where everyone's like,
it's very hard to hawk to her. It feels like that is like the 1% of the 1%, right?
It's so windy out there. Those were sunny side up eggs a second ago.
Thanks.
Thanks, everybody.
That's a good joke. Good job, Jeff.
And I'm going to let you go because I don't care about that.
I was scrambling to find something.
He took the money away, too? He took the $100K?
Took as far as I know, everything.
Oh, wow.
You know, and that's the thing. I mean, I didn't ask you for it. You offered it. I agreed to do what you asked me to do. You asked me to be on Kick 100 hours a month.
Be on Tick?
I said, no problem. I'll do it. I'm down for
then
that.
You want to be on Talk. I'm like, hold on, buddy.
How much hours is 100 hours a month?
I guess that would be...
100.
That's like, what, 4 days?
What? You break it down... Well, if we break it down weekly,
it's roughly
that would only
25.
Be like, yeah, like 25 hours a week. So... Even if you just did what 5 hours, like did a work week 5 hours a day.
Yeah, yeah, that's a 4 day work week. That's a holiday week.
He's very busy on his what we're calling a house. Florida must have one of those laws where it's just like if you can get it, if it's a certain amount of blah 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 on the ocean, it's a house. Like
he has the right approach. So I was like, I don't know who this guy is. He said he wanted to do stuff for me. Now he just wants to make fun of me. I don't know. I guess I'll just eat my eggs.
Yeah, he's like, I don't care. I got eggs and a new hoodie.
Yeah,
as far as I'm concerned, I'm on the come up.
Well, yeah. I'm still net gain right now. I'm still in the red, my dude, or black. Which one's good?
I'm in the black.
Yeah, you're in the black.
He's still in the black.
Yeah. Well, and it's crazy that he smokes weed because he freaks out about cigarettes.
Well, but that's how lots of people are. Is that they see such a huge difference? Unless he's smoking out of a vape pen.
Ooh, you got the Benjamin on him?
Yeah.
So what about your history that disgusts him so bad? Because we all got a history. Oh,
I love when people try to talk.
We all got 22 mugshots.
What about a history that talked to him so bad? Put the mic in his face.
The tiny baby mic.
Start immolating.
Hi, I'm a modern-day TikTok person talking to this tiny mic.
Innocent of all the charges. I was charged with battery on a law enforcement officer. Said I punched him in the nose. I never even saw the cop. He beat the hell out of me from behind. And then I went to prison.
You know what? That might be his fucking bruised up mugshot, by the way.
Yeah, where he's all fucked up.
Hold on, what'd I do with that?
I didn't do anything. I was just screaming and smashing glasses everywhere.
I wouldn't put it past a cop to find a man with no leg and just beat the shit out of him for no reason.
Yeah, dude, because it was recently. And yeah, that's this one here where he's got the big shiner.
Yeah, he got.
Man,
he got.
He
who
got
does he remind
deserved?
Me of? Besides Lin-Manuel Miranda, it's
maybe
someone else.
Beaver from Breaking Bad.
Yeah, reminds
who?
Me. Of...
Oh, isn't that like the main character, Beaver?
Oh, shit! I know
the
who you're talking
guy?
About.
I hope to God there's no one in that show named Beaver.
There is. It's something almost like that. Weasel,
no, yeah,
Beaver.
It's something like that.
Yeah, maybe he's a Heisenberg because he's Latino.
Yeah, maybe. Jeff can roll his R's, everybody.
Yeah, there we go. There
yeah, I think it's just Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Badger.
Yeah, there you go.
Where is that? A year and a day on a battery on a Leo charge. Yeah. I never even saw him.
What I'm okay with this guy is it seems like he's okay with answering questions, but he's not trying to put himself out there.
He's
and that's
doing
the thing
it,
that
kinda.
I always get annoyed by is the person that tries to extend their own ticking clock. If someone else extends it, whatever. But when you're trying to do it yourself, it comes off as desperate and sad.
Well, it just does come off like he's just being. He does remind me more of Skinny Pete than Badger.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chet. Yeah. But you're on the track. You're on the right track. But he does come off similar to like what I've mentioned about Hawk Tua. It does. He does come off as like this is how he would be no matter what.
Yeah.
It's not really like he's not playing it up for the camera or anything like
he's
that.
He's gonna freak out when he figures out Liquid Death isn't beer though. He's like, what the hell is this? What the fuck is this? He gets his gas can out.
The manager who started it all, the manager and the arresting officer, were all the witnesses. While I went to prison for 5.5 months, the 44-year-old bartender had a massive heart attack in his sleep and died.
Oh my God.
The cop,
and he's like, that rules.
Used to wear the sheriff thing across his chest and have the gun and the boots and, you know the military.
Uh-huh.
He's now behind a desk at the substation in Lake Worth.
Yeah, got his ass.
So walk in and he's like, how can I help you? You know, tell me that ain't a demotion.
Right.
You know, and on top of that, he looks like he's got cancer.
Oh my.
Yeah, he's just being a petty weirdo now.
Yeah, he is.
On top of that, he's not handsome like me.
Is he going to talk about the fucking lady he tried to set on fire?
No one cares.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you care? I don't.
I care about that lady.
We were able to come up. I'm going to be able to pay this for was a just boat for you. We're going to get you a nice boat
in the range of
$50,000 to $100,000. And we're going to get you a full-time kick deal, which is a live streaming deal where you can stream your entire voyages and all your adventures. And you could have a passive income come in. And you're going to be, you're going to have a kick deal, man, a live streaming deal. So you could live stream and connect with.
But I thought there was one where he did say he didn't take the deal back. But it is weird. I don't know why people like Aiden Ross.
I mean, I don't know anything about him, but you look at him for 5 seconds and he looks like someone who'd suck.
Yeah, I mean, he does the same thing every streamer kind of does.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, to be fair, I don't get a lot of those streamers. I guess I kind of get...
He's like DJ Academics, like Kai, but Jewish.
Kai's all right, I think.
Who's Kai?
Yeah, Kai Cenat.
Yeah.
I show Speed doesn't bother me either.
Well, Speed just seems more of a spaz to me.
Yeah.
Oh, that's is he the guy that's always yelling?
Yeah.
Yes.
That guy he's fucking also, barking and stuff.
Who jumped over the car, though? Was that?
I show
that
Speed.
Was Speed. Yeah, yeah. Speed jumped over.
That guy sucks.
He tried to break the backflip record this week.
That
he,
guy's a piece of shit.
You got to do 1,008 backflips in a day
I think
or 24 hours.
Is Kai Cenat like a really short black dude?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I saw him in a Mr. Beast video.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds right. Sucking each other off, no doubt.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't want to be in a Mr. Beast video now. That castle has crumbled.
Nah, but bigger, he's bigger than ever.
Not far long. We'll see.
Everyone's praying for the downfall of Mr. Beast.
Nah, he's untouchable.
There's a lot of stuff.
He is a self-made man. But anyways, Aiden Ross did say, like, no, I never said I was taking back the deal. So he's going to get his deal. He's going to get his 100K.
Well, then it's actually good that this guy was like, I don't care if he doesn't want to do it. He doesn't want to do it. All I'm going to talk shit about is this cop who's a bitch, and now he's riding a desk.
I do want to see if I can find...
Hello, I'm Kate Siegel, and this is Mike Flanagan, famous
actor. Oh, Mike Flanagan, hell yeah.
Mike Flanagan
Let's just
rules.
Watch Mike Flanagan stuff.
Mike Flanagan rules. His TikTok's great, too. I do want to just see where his this guy's fucking GoFundMe's at. Although now I got to remember, because he has like a real name.
That's the internet, Jim.
Yeah,
you just encompassed this entire thing in one sentence. Oh man, now I have to remember this guy's real name.
Yeah, what was it like? What's his actual TikTok? It's like JC or something like that. Yeah. Okay. What is it? Yeah, because he's got 600,000 followers now.
He had a TikTok already?
I think so.
Man. I am the only person on the planet without a TikTok.
Except that fake one.
Yeah, except
about
that
you.
Fake one that someone made. Then they didn't do anything with it other than follow you.
Well, did he not? Well, maybe he took his GoFundMe down. But anyways, there was this guy. Then there was also a rich lady that had a concrete house that was like, I ain't going nowhere.
And she seems less easy to root for.
Hers floats away.
Well, last I had checked, maybe it's changed since then. She hadn't posted in like 24 hours, but people are kind of like, yep, that's what you get.
That's what you get for being rich. We like the guy that set a lady on fire.
Yeah, no, she still hasn't posted.
What did you get? Did your dad own a business?
She turned off comments, but she hasn't posted in like a day.
Well, that's probably just because everyone hates her.
Where was her?
Because she's rich, has a concrete house, and wanted everyone to know about it. And that's a surefire recipe to get the internet to hate you.
Yeah, get those clicks. 11 million.
Dude, all her videos have millions. I mean, there's probably some nice cashies coming in on these.
She has a dog.
Righteous Bucks. Good for her. A rich lady getting popular and making money. You love to see it. Not me, though. I can't find a job.
I don't remember what her original video was, because it was like, you're gonna fucking hate this, but I ain't leaving.
That's a power move, though.
It is a power move.
She got concrete chairs, even.
Yeah, she got Shay's.
She's like, my husband's a builder.
Shay's lounge made out of concrete, out of cement. She got Shay's lounge made out of cement. That's just me. That's my inner monologue.
Hold on.
Yeah.
That's my house.
I can't see anything.
That's why I'm not leaving.
Yeah, someone has like a check. I think she deleted this
my
one.
My husband built this house. My husband built this house commercial. It's residential, but it was built commercial grade. It is solid concrete. I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck.
Oh my god.
I just suck at everything I do.
Yeah, see, listen to how she's talking.
Yeah, she turned off her comments she and is didn't, like.
That's why she hasn't posted. It's not because she's dead. It's because she was a dumb lady on the internet who said the thing that makes everyone hate you, and now she's like, oh, never mind. I don't want to deal with this.
Jukane, thank you for being a member. TikTok's like the worst internet format for content, so it makes sense everyone uses it. I don't have it, won't get it either. I will say it is addicting, although I haven't used it in quite a while.
I also wasn't trying to be that, like, I refuse to. It's just that it's hard for me, without sounding dumb, it's kind of hard for me to understand. I think I understand it slightly more now that I use Instagram more because of the
Because it is essentially, it's
section.
The same, Reels is a ripoff of TikTok. Yeah. It's
so
the
like,
same shit.
Yeah.
I love Reels.
It slightly makes more sense.
And Twitter is trying to steal it as well, which is annoying because Twitter does this thing now where you watch a video and then when it ends, it quickly goes to the next
boom,
one.
Hitler's
speech. So it's trying to be like, it's trying to be like Reels or like, or TikTok.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
I just know it's not for me. I think I was the most online originally, and now I think I'm the least online.
When were you the most online?
Back when he was more of an anime guy, I could see that.
No, dude,
he was more anime.
No one's ever been more online than me.
Parasocial relation. You were big on like, you had like way more internet friends.
Yeah,
I feel.
I was on every social media thing, posting 24/7. I had internet friends. I'm not like saying that like it was a cool thing. I don't think it was.
Now you're just a husk.
I think that like I look at my like my Facebook memories and I was posting like all the time. Yeah. I was posting on everything all the time, and I feel like I can't remember the last time I posted on Facebook. I barely look at Twitter. I occasionally look at Instagram. I think I've just like fallen off of social media when I used to be a very, very, very online person.
IG's goated. I had to get TikTok just because the links you guys send me, they make it so hard to view if you don't have it. I haven't used it in any other format.
TikTok's still the best for finding weirdos.
When you guys send me TikTok links, I usually have to click them like three times to get it to show me the thing you guys want me to see.
IG copied that too, because I'll be scrolling and then you do get a guy with three likes and it's like that guy you would send you where he's like drinking in his house watching Alien on a leaned up TV. Like,
yeah.
Yo!
That's good. We need more of that. We need more of opening the algorithm back up to weirdos.
Yeah, I don't want the person in the chat. Like, I'm not even clowning on them, but I'm not taking like a moral high ground against TikTok.
Yeah, no, they're
or anything.
Saying they agree.
Yeah,
Jukane's saying I'm agree, Mike. I'm just saying it's goofy and
sure.
Weird.
Well, it is. Yeah, I think that I'm understanding my need for social media more and more as I get older, and I guess maybe I need less validation, or I don't need to be a part of a one-sided discussion anymore, which I think I liked being involved in. I don't need my opinion to be known as much as I felt like I used to need.
Well, it's very funny. I'm the only like open micer that even knows how to use social media, and it's been very advantageous
for
me.
It's very clear based on the things you share and make and the things
even
that
like
everyone
guys
else shares
I like,
and makes.
I barely know. I'm like, okay, let me just make a quick video.
Did you see the conspiracies about the people in the crowd at Trump's speeches?
Yeah, the Rizzler guys.
But that's what I was going to say, but they're just doing the Rizzler face, right?
Yeah.
People don't understand
that. We need weirdos not trying to make a dime
thing.
On their weirdness.
Okay.
No, Max, yeah, we need weirdos not trying to make a dime on their weird. No, I agree. I like when it's just good old-fashioned weirdos.
Yeah, just a guy eating in his car, like breathing into the mic.
The people that Kristen sends you.
Yes, yeah, they're perfect. I was actually, when we were in Detroit last week, and one night it was like, we're up drunk, and Jake went to bed, and I connected my phone to the TV, and I was just showing Brian all these weirdos. I was just scrolling through. Well, first I'm trying to show him the Rizzler. Like, these people don't know who the Rizzler is.
I know, I run into that all the time.
Well, it's weird for me, because I never would have known who the Costco guys or the Rizzler are. And then you introduced me to the Costco guys for a while, and I still didn't know who the Rizzler was. Now I am very aware of the Rizzler and the Costco guys, and I have like a love-hate relationship with them, but I kind of love the Rizzler, and I kind of want that basketball jersey with the Rizzler's name on it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, we're back.
We but yeah,
yeah, we dropped.
It does feel like a lot of people, right? Honestly, Jim, rightfully so, don't know who they are.
Yeah.
Not even as a dig. It's just like, I can see why that's a thing.
But
that,
not
like,
rightfully. They're playing at a Knicks charity game.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. I feel like they're that thing. They're the person that's headlining Coachella that is about to become popular to everybody, but 2 weeks ago was only popular to like a very specific subset of people.
But real quick, it's so funny because, yeah, this is people are like, oh my God, what's going on in the background of Trump's speeches?
To the Trump rally today in Michigan and notice this guy in the red shirt.
They zoom in on him.
It's so funny to not know that.
Wait. Well, watch, because he does the shh, and then it looks like he's doing like, they think
he's
doing,
like a jawline, yeah.
Yeah.
He's doing Rizzler jawline.
It looks like you with a fade.
Yeah, he's just doing Rizzler.
And then, yeah, then he's doing the jawline, but they think he's doing like a slash across the throat or whatever.
Oh, dude, I love how stupid people are.
They're like, what kind of like threats are they making towards Donald Trump?
They was doing it right in our dim dare face.
And for people in the chat that don't know, let me see. You got to find a...
people that don't know. Yeah, just do the Rizzler face. Teaches. The Rizzler teaches how to do the... Yeah.
That's is that this one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How to do the Rizz face.
How to do the Rizz face. All you need to do is do this. Hold one eyebrow down. Raise one eyebrow up. Then it should look like this. Suck in like this. Then do it all together. And that's how you do the Rizzler.
Although, is he going to do the outline?
Let me see if I got this. So I'm going to hold this one down. And then that one's going up, and then a little like sucking of the lips and the
But show when you do the like the chin outline.
AJ sucks.
No,
AJ rules. Yeah, there you go.
I understand if you like Big Justice, but don't pretend to like AJ.
I love AJ.
Oh, there it is.
None of this would have ever happened without AJ.
No, we owe it all to AJ.
Fucking chum.
Yeah, you piece of shit. Yeah, AJ. You fucking sack of shit.
Oh man!
Yeah, cause see, there he goes. He's doing the chin grab.
I think that's a boom.
That's a boom. Oh man!
Oh wait, that's the other famous internet child.
Is that a double chunk chicken bake? Grandma, shut up! It's AJ when they cut the camera. No, 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 no.
I'm sorry about Rizzler.
But yeah, it is great that people are like, oh my God, what is happening? What is happening in the background?
Oh, the Rizzler.
Yeah.
I love the Rizzler.
I love dumbass conspiracy videos because I like real conspiracy videos. So it's like, oh, you just don't know who the Rizzler is from the Costco guy extended universe.
Yeah, you don't know who the Costco guys are and the Rizzler, you fucking sack.
I have this conversation every night at the open mics.
You don't know who Daytona Dan is? You're a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, you don't know Sally Slices or whatever?
You don't know Nintendo Nate?
Actually, I mean, we'd be remiss if we didn't mention the new song they dropped.
Yeah.
The Costco we haven't covered guys.
That. Oh, you're talking about this heaping pile of garbage that they shit out of their own ass.
They're showing that they're not.
They're showing how they're proving that they're one trick ponies.
No, they're
with the
showing
song.
That they're not a one hit wonder because this is a new track.
And it's a bad track.
And and they have the remix with the Rizzler on it as well.
Yeah, that's
which
the only
great.
Good part.
What is their actual Twitter? Because I follow them.
The new track is bad.
They have it on YouTube.
No.
It's a different name than Bring the Boob, though. It's like
it's
Bringing
like,
It Back or something.
But also, we need to hear the remix with the Rizzler on it.
You can like the Costco guys. I'm not faulting you for that here. I'm saying the song is bad, and you're lying to yourself if you pretend it's good just because you like them.
No, but it's not bad.
Yeah.
Let's let the people decide.
There's the grandma, too.
Okay, like they're not one hit wonders. This is this remix.
But this
of that,
is the remix.
Of that
they also
song they
there
already
is,
did.
No, but there's another one too.
We just want. You know me as the Rizzler. I'm the Panther dressed in black. Once I give your girl
the wrist face, there's no chance he's coming back. I hang with AJ and Big Justice. I love the Rizzler.
All right, we don't need to hear the rest. No, we only need to hear the we only need to hear the Rizzler's part.
Everyone else is a fucking loser, but the Rizzler rules.
Well, because the other one's like bringing it back or the boom.
We can hear a little of the new one.
They knew what they were doing by putting the Rizzler
still
up front.
Bringing it. Still bringing it. We're still bringing
still
it.
Still bringing it's good.
No, no, it's not.
Yeah.
You
still bringing it.
Yeah.
Still bringing it.
Also, if there is anyone that was built for baseball, it's Big Justice.
Yeah, no,
that kid's like 11, and he's like, oh, of course he's a baseball player.
Oh, he's fucking dinging out donkers out in the green.
Oh, this verse is to you, Mike.
Oh, okay.
Who said one hit wonder would bring the boom? We're back bringing it strong, so turn up the volume.
Gotta bring the boom strong, bring the boom with no fear, bring the boom with the song
this is great.
Of this year.
Put him on the boom, we're gonna
raise. These two fucking jackasses fucking love this.
Boom, boom in the restaurants, making some noise, taking the field with the Boca Beach Boys.
Busting on the rap scene like Slim Shady, throwing with the raw just like Tom Brady.
Throwing up with
Rizzler so much effortlessly, or so much more effortless on the mic.
Yeah. Keep on singing it, the boom's still here, and we're still bringing it.
Ooh.
But wait for the chorus. It's sick.
Slamming dingers.
Now bring the boom.
Boom.
Still bringing it.
Boom.
Now bring the boom. Song of the summer.
All right. We get it. Would you rather listen to...
Yes.
The joke or still bringing it?
Oh, yeah, the joke.
No way. It's better than the come on.
No. You know what? They're both about the same.
No, the same?
They're both fake bad
Get
songs.
Out of here.
They're both fake bad songs.
Get out of here.
Yeah. No, this is like maybe like Limp Bizkit's worst song.
No.
It's still fire.
That's true.
How dare you say something that I can't disagree with?
Yeah. It's called Being a Lawyer, Mike.
Yeah, you fucking lawyered me into that one. You know, they shouldn't have done this bad fake rapping.
No, they're just Beastie Boys-ing it.
Yeah.
They're bringing the Beastie Boys.
We bring the Beast.
R.I.P. Ad-Rock. Was it Ad-Rock? Who died?
Who gives a shit? we're on AJ Big Justice. I think three.
Ad-Rock. Who are the other ones?
Mike D.
Ad-Rock. Who's the other guy?
MC Chris.
MC Chris. No, no way.
No, it's MC Daily.
Escher.
MC Escher. Yeah, Chuck D, Mike D,
Ad Rock, Adam Young. That's Ad Rock, isn't he?
Yeah, Dr. Dre.
Yeah, Ad Rock. Oh, MCA and Mike D. Okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
MCA.
Yeah.
All right.
We bring the boom again.
Yeah, Doug Tube in the YouTube chat says any Corey song beats that. I think you're being tricked by the laughs we've had during Corey songs.
I think that they're all bad, like goof songs. Nah. Corey doesn't know they are. I think that these guys sort of know they are.
I was
going to
say, there's more self-awareness in what they're doing.
There's a little bit more, but I think they also...
You're telling me Big AJ doesn't know what he's doing?
We're calling him Big AJ. He's just
AJ. Love calling him Big AJ.
he's just AJ. Big Justice is big.
I actually did that because I knew it would annoy you.
With Big Rizzler.
You fucking nailed it, dude. Big Rizzler. I dare you, guys.
Also, these are real quick. But these have been going around online. There's some clips from that Aaron Hernandez show, that awful looking. Ryan Murphy show, like what American Sports Story.
Yeah.
I haven't watched. I mean, I don't watch Ryan Murphy shows, but I almost want to watch it just to see these actors playing real people. This is like a 20-second clip, but this is their Gronk, their Gronkowski actor, and I don't know. Does he nail it? You be the judge.
Aaron, what's up, bro? Hey. I'm Rob. They call me Gronk.
They call me Aaron.
Nice.
Hey, this seems
embarrassing.
No, this seems like every time I've heard Gronk talk, though.
I feel like it's embarrassing.
Apparently, Gronk knows this guy. They're buds or something.
I mean, no shade on Gronk. I love him, but this does seem like Gronk.
They should have gotten Mojo Rawley to do it.
Call me Aaron.
Nice.
Hey, you meet Coach yet?
Nah, not yet.
That dude is fucking scary, bro.
That seems like he nailed it.
The laugh's pretty good.
I think the thing is, that feels like an SNL sketch impression of Gronk.
Actor
playing Gronk. Like, did you see the Iron Claw?
I mean, that's the best anything's any acting has ever been in a Ryan Murphy joint.
Did you see the Iron Claw?
No.
Okay. The biggest problem with the Iron Claw was everybody's doing a really great job in that movie, and then some guy comes in.
Oh, the
in
terrible Ric Flair?
He does this weird Ric Flair impression.
Let me play this other clip. I'll pull that up after,
actually. It's not like an actor playing Ric Flair. It's someone doing a Ric Flair impression. This doesn't feel like a actor playing Gronk. It feels like someone doing a Gronk impression. And I feel like those two things are different.
The Nerdy Musician 2369, new to the channel, and I'll be honest, not a big fan of podcasts, but I love you guys' podcasts, and you guys are pretty funny.
Oh,
hey,
cool.
I'm always going to read a compliment about us. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
I appreciate that.
Especially when no one else is doing what we're doing. Being pretty okay.
But here, I don't know if this is the intro to Bill Belichick, but this is a Bill Belichick scene going around.
Is he just Dr. Claw from Inspector Gadget? Do they just never show him?
No, they show him.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That'd be pretty good, though.
Yeah, like, did they just do a bunch of whatever we just saw?
Oh, my God. I hate Ryan Murphy so much.
This ain't a song for the broken hearted. This is the intro to Bill Belichick?
Yeah, if you're listening on the podcast, he's lip-syncing along to the words.
Ryan Murphy can't film 30 minutes of something without, like, a musical part.
This is so hokey.
This is as good as that OJ thing, though, people raved about.
Sure. No, people love that. And it was so looked like ass. Shit.
I watched the first episode, and it's literally like a cop pulls him over. It's like, rah, rah, rah. It's like bike riding a cop. He's like, get out, N-word.
Well, remember that classic Trump American Horror Story season? Wasn't the guy like putting Cheetos on his face and shit?
Yeah, he ground up Cheetos and rubbed them on his face.
Ugh. Subtle.
It's the Rob Gronkowski actor, like, yo, sick.
This guy's fucking intense.
Is this a known thing, Bill Belichick being a Bon Jovi guy?
This doesn't seem like Bill at all.
I mean,
he could be. He's old. So
I know maybe. There was a Bon Jovi song they used to play, like, after a touchdown. So, but I don't know if that was Belichick that's like, hey, cue this fucking Bon Jovi.
You mean
song
the guy that doesn't give a shit about anything ever?
Yeah, no, exactly.
Yeah, he dances around like Tom Cruise in Tropic Thunder.
Although, Belichick. I love Bill Belichick. You know what's wild? We were actually talking about this on the trip I was on. He's dating a 24-year-old girl. He's like 72 or something like that.
Yeah, it's insane.
It's fucking wild. Well, I know this is like a question, like an obvious question to ask, but like, if you're that girl's dad, you're clearly probably way younger than Bill Belichick.
Probably, yeah.
So like, what do you do when you meet Bill Belichick? Are you just kind of hoping like, he's old, he's probably not fucking all the time?
Oh, I can't imagine you meet him.
I bet you they probably have, if they're like really dating, I bet you there's been a meet, or at the very least, if they're still dating through the holidays, there's a meet.
See, I just assume it's going to be a short-term thing, and so that there is no meet. If there is a meet, I guess you're just like, hello, sir.
They must.
Yeah.
Thanks for the dynasty.
at some point, they must have a meet puke.
But, I mean, I guess on one hand, if you're like a big Patriots fan, maybe you're like, this rocks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is wicked awesome.
But on the other hand, you're like, oh, this my granddad is dating my daughter.
I mean, I guess he's probably respectful to the father, so...
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm just saying, like,
I don't know.
Like,
I don't think there's any easy way to do that.
Well, even if you don't meet, like, the only thing you could really think is, like, the only thing popping into my head is, like, maybe he's old as fuck and he doesn't fuck all the time.
Yeah. Maybe his filthy old dick's only been in my daughter twice.
He's probably slobbering on that thing every night, but he's not putting his dinky getting stinky.
Don't matter if the dinky can't get stinky no more with Medical Marvel's little blue chew action.
Yeah.
And this
true.
Is how we introduced our first ad. 2-3 hours in, it's blue chew. Bill Belichick's porking it.
Let me see. Someone
did you
must
see the guy from Red Hot Chili Pepper that has a 19-year-old girlfriend? Let's go.
Wait, which one?
The guy, the main
guy. I mean,
guy.
That's still not good, but like...
I guess he's like, how old is he?
Probably I mean,
like 55.
I guess he's got to be in his late 50s,
Anthony
right?
Kiedis has to be in his 60s, bro.
Yeah, you know what? I guess it's not that far off.
It's sick as hell, and we
how
love it.
How old is he?
Yeah, I guess that first one's probably this
one. Yeah, he's 61.
Yeah.
Although he looks cool.
No, he doesn't.
With his mustache and his hair.
How many bracelets
you're telling
can you
me
see?
That, wait, no, that's not even him. Well, that's not him from now. What
I guarantee
now?
Anthony Kiedis doesn't look cool.
You're telling me this guy does not look cool in 2024?
Let me see.
I mean, he does look like a Zoomer guy, though, to be fair.
He looks like a Guy Fawkes mask.
He looks like a zoomer, a guy you just, a zoomer you'd see like on the train or some shit.
Well, I saw a picture with him in her, and he definitely had a lot of bracelets and a fedora on.
So he's a zoomer.
Right.
Yeah, they love fedoras.
Let's see. Well, that's like a TikTok.
Do the third
version.
One.
Is he on here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Or is this just wrestling, though?
Oh,
I want to see one of his terrible.
It's 2 minutes long.
Well,
so
that
it has
first
to be,
one, even though it's a TikTok,
it has to be the
like,
scene afterwards as well, because the match isn't very long.
Let me make sure. Yeah, no, I think it's a lot of in-ring stuff. Oh, we want to see his bad impression. Yeah. Yeah, maybe we'll just watch the top one.
Whoa! Now, let's get the less pretty facts of life. Kevin, your daddy.
How is it that bad?
No, and again, keep in mind, Jeff.
Isn't it wild that he's so bad?
This movie is a very, very, like
serious.
Dude, it is like deathly serious.
Everyone's
like,
great in it.
Dude, yeah, tons of great performances. It is a very brutal, mm-hmm. gloomy, like, it is.
Woo! There's it's me, Ric Flair!
Almost no levity. And then, yeah, they get this, like, again, it seems like an SNL impression.
It seems like they brought Will Ferrell in to do,
yeah.
to be Ric Flair.
He's better at Ric Flair in Eastbound and Down than
yeah.
this guy
it's
ever
a
was.
Bizarre choice to have Ric Flair, the person playing him, do this version of it.
Wahoo!
Whoa!
I'm Ric Flair. Wahoo!
Now, let's get the less pretty facts of life. Kevin, your daddy got together with the powers that be and ordered me back down here to Dallas. Ain't nothing happened in second-rate sports community. I am the world's heavyweight champion because I am the greatest wrestler alive today.
And this is just when he's doing the promo. There's a scene where he goes in and talks to Von Erich, and he's like, because like he basically like goes stiff and doesn't go with the script. Uh-huh. But he's like, I fucking love that you did that. That's awesome. You know what? You're okay in my book. But he's acting like a fucking cartoon character.
Huh.
And again, everyone else in the movie and in every scene he's in matches the tone of the movie, except this fucking crazy guy.
But also, it's like, I get he's not going to sound exactly like him, but why does it sound like he's trying to not sound like Ric Flair?
Well, and that's like being bad at like Macho Man. It's like the easiest impression out of all. Like to be good at the Von Erich seems hard. Not to be good at Ric Flair.
Yeah.
I mean, like, all he did was cut promos.
Lead and sweat for this title. No daddy's boy is going to take that from
me. Like Bill Hader in a wig.
This is professional wrestling. It is the most grueling of all professional sports. I've been stabbed, hit by chairs, beat up by everybody. I don't cry. I don't complain.
His voice sounded nothing like it, even just talking.
It's,
well,
yeah,
and it's different now than it was in the beginning. It's like, it's so weird.
It's so weird. It's so weird that this got through. But even like, who was like, weren't there like wrestlers that produced this movie?
No, yeah, it was
MJF, was he one? Or no, he's in it.
MJF was in it and got cut out. He played the other Von, like the fake Von Erich. Mm. It was, what's his name? Chavo. Chavo basically did
it's
a bunch
so
of
bizarre.
Like supervision on this movie.
The bottom line is, if you're a man.
And he doesn't look like him. That would be the only excuse. It's like, this guy looks exactly
like
him.
Yeah, they're like, oh yeah, his impression's bad, but look, he's the spitting image.
Yeah, or just go like, let's not even try to act like him. Let's just, like, because that will, like, take you out
of it. Well, that's what he said. I'm like, I'm not going to try to act.
Yeah, apparently. it's bizarre. But yeah, that's what that Gronk impression reminds me of. It feels like someone doing an impression, not someone acting like someone.
Yeah. And well, I would at least give the Gronk guy a little bit more. He's even a little bit, even though he's terrible, I'd put him over this fucking Ric Flair guy.
They're both very bad.
Actually, we were talking about streamers. I don't know, Jack Doherty.
Oh, that guy stinks.
I mean, I assume he's another guy. Like, well, they all want as much attention as possible,
obviously. He's one of those guys, anytime on WorldStar, it's like a streamer at Streamer House almost gets in a fight with the Island Boys type. Like, he just, he's just like his pranks are like, just like going up to people and being like, fuck you,
being a piece
I'm rich.
Of shit. Wait, was he the guy that almost got shot?
No.
Oh.
Like, guy did get shot.
Okay.
But
yeah, I hate people that are like, yeah, my goof is that I'm in public being the worst, trying to bait people.
Well, with this, like, he crashed his fucking car. I don't know if it was a McLaren or something like that.
It's so funny how immediately he doesn't check on his boy.
Yeah.
Oh, like on stream?
Well, it's weird because I assume, I mean, not that it's fake, but I almost assume that, like, they did this on purpose or something because it does feel like streamers, it's always about like, what else can I do? Like anything to get any type of eyes.
They don't
attention.
Care if they look good.
Yeah. Well, the other video on here too from the same crash, he literally has his, he hands his phone to his boy that was in the crash to film him while
well,
he's
yeah, no,
it.
I think that's on here.
Let me see. Help! 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 Break the fucking window! Oh! Help!
Well, because he's even like, he tells some guy helping him, like, oh, take the camera, film. Yeah. Like, because it's like, you got to make sure you're
it's
filming.
So that it's everything I hate. Mm. It's all the things I hate.
Fuck, can you hold this?
Buddy, buddy.
Oh, fuck.
This is the guy that you think Baylen Levine is, but Baylen Levine is a cool guy.
Yeah, Baylen's tight.
No, everyone is this guy.
We should check in.
But not yeah. everybody it gets in a car accident.
No, my fucking car, bro.
Oh, and yeah, the chat brings up a good point. This is a guy that talks shit, and he has a 7-foot-tall black bodyguard that like pushes
oh,
people.
Yeah,
away
of course.
From,
yeah.
Oh,
I think
a
I saw.
Loser.
I think I saw one of those clips.
Fuck, dude. My fucking car. Holy
Jeez,
shit!
That
no.
should be dead.
Are
dude,
you
yeah.
fucking
yeah? How
me,
are they
bro?
Not dead? Well, also, and I'm gonna ask this. I feel like I probably already know the answer. He's like, he did this to himself, right? And I don't mean on purpose for clout. I mean, like,
he was
not
driving.
Paying attention or driving too fast yeah. like an idiot or something, right?
I have another yeah. clip that has, they're okay. in the car before. Because
I was going to say, there's, I feel like it's very unlikely that this guy got a streak of bad luck or someone cut him off or something. It just feels unlikely.
No. Mike, are you good?
My filmer.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Michael.
Yeah, I like that he's like, no, my fucking car.
My Fortnite
oh,
skin McLaren.
My friend's inside?
Yeah, he's texting in being
oh, my. Oh,
yeah,
God.
He's probably just reading the chat or something.
In the rain on the yeah. highway, probably
flying,
speeding.
Fucking
Jesus.
Flying in the rain.
Then I'm really, really glad he got in a car accident. That's what that needs to happen to these people.
Yeah, I mean, as long as he doesn't hurt someone else.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, doing this shit where you're trying to pass people and shit.
And then he would just start hydroplaning or something.
No! No! No!
Yeah. He tried to pass someone to start hydroplaning. Yeah,
but this is great. Let the full one play because he's like has no, his girl film him and shit. It's so funny. His guy, his friend's
fuck,
still like bleeding.
Open your door. Holy shit. Holy fucking shit.
Here, take this. Make sure Michael. He's like, make sure I'm here. Make sure you get all this.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm great.
Yeah, you all right, bro? You
oh
okay,
my God,
dude?
Bro.
My car.
Bro, my whole fucking car, bro.
But the thing is,
what a dumb fucking prick. What a piece of shit.
You know he's also thinking, like, this is great
oh, no,
for the
he loves
stream.
It. He's super yeah. happy. That's why he's reacting to his car. Yeah. And it, literally his friend was like this weird second, like, it didn't even occur to him at first. Like, I'm sure he's annoyed, but he's also stoked. He's like, if something's going to happen to my car, I'm glad it's this
yeah,
while my
and
camera's on.
Thank God we're streaming.
And since no one in the world's ever held accountable for anything,
yeah.
it doesn't matter that he was streaming because I'm sure it'll be some fucking nothing fine that he pays and turns into a joke or something and makes twice as much.
It's the Gale Weathers, like, tell me you got that.
Yeah.
Like, and it's like, yeah, I did. Well, yeah, let's see. Derek in the YouTube chat, you could see his speedometer is at 72 miles per hour before he speeds up. So that's even before he, like, zips it even faster.
Dude, it's crazy that they didn't get more hurt.
No,
I just saw this in the Twitch chat. I assume this is when we were watching the Gronk video. Ghostly Squids, why didn't they get baby Gronk? That would have been perfect.
No fucking way. Oh, my gosh.
Well, and he doesn't even...
There's no fucking... Michael, here.
He doesn't even sound
oh, yeah,
like he actually means anything.
Michael, do your job.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Why but am I doing this?
He doesn't even actually seem that distressed.
Nah, because he's like, this is fucking awesome. This is going to be a clip.
Oh, my God. What? Yeah. And it's like, dude, you didn't get run off the road. You were a dummy. You crashed your car. Why are you? Oh, what? Dude, what? What, man? No, what?
No. Oh, my God.
Thank you.
else you need me to get out of the car? Do you want to take that shit since he doesn't have to?
Yeah, that's the only guy that with any sense.
Yeah, like, can you film so this guy bleeding from the head?
Hey, Jack's bitch, can you film?
I can't do anything. I can't do anything.
Chat, did we just crash the car, chat? Chat.
Hey, starts doing that.
Let him have that. Let him have that.
Yummy, yummy.
Let him have that. And then McKinley, can you just... I think
Yeah, and she needs also
yeah, they
film.
Gotta both film.
I was
can you shut up? Yeah, I'm trying to talk.
Make it look good. Look through you the whole time.
Jeez. Make me look good.
Are they doing like a reel? Let's do let's shoot a quick reel at the crashed car.
Nice. All four of you were in the car?
No.
It was just them two. Oh, and the the cops are there.
That's Bill Belichick from the series.
It's my life. Now or never.
Just me and my friend who I made bleed profusely. Oh, me? Yeah, I was speeding and texting and streaming and hydroplane. Then I turned into the thing and when you're supposed to turn away from it, and then I slammed on my brakes. I did all the things you shouldn't do.
I love the guy that the only guy, the fourth guy in the scene is like, do you want to film that? So he doesn't have to. Okay.
I mean, yeah, game guy in the YouTube chat, say what you want. He's a quality director. Got to give it to him. Oh, the show must go on. The show must go on, Mike. What are you making a face
for? That is true.
I'm not even going to dignify that with a response.
He understands in the moment. He has adrenaline running.
Well, it's also because he could be like, well, technically I wasn't texting. I was just reading the chat. I was just reading my chat.
Officer, show me where the law is that says I'm not allowed to read the chat.
Damn it. He got Jack Doherty. He got us again. Duke's a Hazzard cop.
Yeah. You start seeing commercials. Yes, on 7. And it's about like not being allowed to read the chat.
How old is this guy?
Like 20 something.
It is weird. Like
he looks like a fucking 15-year-old.
Well, he was one of those guys where there's videos of him pranking when he's like 10.
Okay. Yeah, he's 21. Wow, he was born in 2003.
Jesus. Woo! I was Jesus Christ.
Like, he literally just turned 21 3 days ago. I don't know what it is, but it's maybe it's because, like, Speed, at least he does, like, weird, crazy shit. So I, like, almost understand why people follow him. But then when I see this guy, like, I don't get it. But I guess what you said, he did, like, prank videos and shit?
Kind of. And then he's just one of those guys. He always has Fousey at his house and, like, what's that neon guy? And then they're just, like, calling OnlyFans girls sluts. But then, like, he also... Because I watched a whole video about he's being sued because he has a bunch of, like... girls that he signs as the second they turn 18 to do OnlyFans and he gets a cut.
Oh, so he's like a pimp?
Yeah. And then he would be talking to these girls for like a year beforehand and stuff too. And then there's like, yeah.
Did he get banned?
I don't remember all the details. I don't know. It's Kick. It's hard to get banned.
Even if you get banned, they just let you back on after. Yeah. Well, 3 days ago. Streaming platform Kick bans Jack Doherty after he crashed his car in a live stream. But I bet you they'll let him back.
I did hear someone got a lifetime ban, so maybe it was this guy.
It was actually Hitler Rapist 420. Because he was saying crazy stuff.
I'm
going to
miss his League of Legends streams. He was teaching me how to play a really good Jinx. damn it!
Yeah, I mean, I guess Aiden Ross says Jack Doherty needs to pay him... What, $300,000 to get unbanned?
Who's Aiden Ross?
That's the guy from earlier that's going to buy the boat for the
Wait, he
other
owns
guy.
Kick?
I don't know. I don't know if he owns it, but he's like
the number one Kick guy.
I think he might have part ownership, or he's like one of the main guys that brings people over or something.
Oh, so he has like say in that stuff? Mm. Wait, so he says, if you give me $300,000, I'll tell them to unban you?
That rocks.
Yeah, you want to get unbanned?
Sucks. I don't mean to be like bitter old guy that just thinks... youth culture is lame, but that's also why I'm glad I'm not exposed to much of it because it all sucks.
Mm. Yeah. Derek's saying Aiden Ross owns most of the Kick. I guess maybe that was part of the deal of like, because wasn't he big on Twitch or something and they brought him over?
They like banned him or something on Twitch, I think, and then he made Kick like a big thing because he's like the Jewish DJ Academics, like he always has like rappers and stuff on. A funny one, Playboi Carti got 200,000. He came on the show for 5 minutes and left.
That is pretty funny.
And he kind of just sort of looked at the camera and was like, in this weird like mask he was wearing. Good on Playboy Cardi.
Yeah, good for him. Which is the one that died, though? Oh, that was Rich Homie Quan?
Yeah, Rich Homie Quan.
Or Bitch Homie
Quan. Yeah, you're talking about Bitch Homie Quan.
Bitch Homie Quan. He's up in the... he's burning in hell.
How'd
right
he die?
Gas. Not gun violence, though.
Oh, fentanyl.
Wait, what's fentanyl? Galaxy Gas?
Oh, Galaxy Gas is huge. It's just Whippets, but now they sell it in a big can.
Because I was like, isn't this
can.
Whippets? Because I actually have a couple Galaxy Gas videos.
Well, those are... Did you see the one that's like... Not this one, but there's one that's not even about Galaxy Gas. It's one of those like sort of like hood promos for like a burger joint. We're like, yo, try this shit. And then the kid that comes up to the thing to try it just has the gas and he's like 14 or something. No. He's like, this shit, like, this
but
shit. Is it like flavored or is it just...
Yeah, it's flavored and it says not for inhalation in the bottle. So they
not
get
that
away
that
from
makes it good, but it's just like that's how they get by.
Well,
it.
It's not the single canisters like the pros use. It's like one big...
So is that, this so for that something else? What is Galaxy Gas actually for?
To get high by inhaling it, but it's like when they sold K2 and like they're like
they
not
probably
for smoking.
They probably claim that anything that uses that, it's like a refill.
What it would actually be used for is like what the real whippets are used for is making whipped cream.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. Like you like have that sugar and milk and you that's how you make whipped cream.
That's funny. So what it's funny that what someone came up with a cool new name for it, so everyone's like, let's do try
yeah,
this
and
again.
It is in one big container so you can do multiple whippets without having to put the canister in every time.
Yeah, marketed in colorful cylinders as whipped cream chargers with flavors including mango smoothie and vanilla cupcake.
I wonder if they would even infuse whipped cream if you did that though. Like would that it must.
Yeah, I guess it must.
Probably to an extent.
But it's just like we always talk about this on Scarf Dogs. Party
till we cry, scarf until we die. The new Scarf Dogs is all the Galaxy Guys. One scarf, you
know the deal, Scarf Dogs. They're always doing too much with these flavors, whether it be chips, soda, you got Oreo, Coke, you got Coke Oreos.
Yeah.
Now they're even flavoring up your Whippets.
I don't need cotton candy Whippets to fish out on there. Just fucking do the regular shit. We should do a Scarf Dogs where we all do the different flavors of Whippets.
Why would he do it right next to us?
They always are. We've been on Whippets for a long time because remember those are the classic videos. They're just like standing next to a coffee table and doing it.
Feels like do Whippets on a like don't do Whippets. But if you're going to do Whippets,
awesome.
Do them on a trampoline or next to a mattress. Don't do them next to a set of stairs or like in a museum of modern torture machines.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, he died.
next to the spike exhibit.
Is that the canister still just like going out?
Well, because that's the other thing. It doesn't like, since it's a full thing, that other guy's turning it down so he can get some.
Yo, he died. And then I think this is another one. Yeah.
Yo,
Twain,
you good out the GG, Twain.
Good out the GG.
Wait, hold
it
on.
Is really funny.
He became chopped and screwed.
It's really funny when you do the whip. The starts talking.
The Galaxy Gas chopped and screwed him.
It does.
Dollar sign GG, Twain. You good, Twain? Is it GG's? Yeah,
it's
GG, bro.
Oh, my God, dude. It's not worth it.
Yeah, this is the new...
Doesn't it only last, like, 30 seconds or something?
Yeah, it's like 30 seconds of, like, wom, wom, wom,
but
wom,
also,
wom.
Even if it was, like, more, it's so stupid.
Yeah.
No, it rocks.
Oh,
no,
does it?
No hating on GG.
I think, you're right, Jeff. We've talked about these a long time. And I think I always bring this up. The comparison, it's the same thing of when you used to make yourself pass out, right? Mm-hmm. Like you hyperventilate and then like you squeeze your neck so you like get a head rush.
You basically breathe in a bunch, but none of it's oxygen. So your body's like, uh-oh, I don't have any oxygen.
Yeah, and you kind of just, then you just like faint.
Yeah, well, like it literally, it sounds exactly like an electronic music when they go wum, 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 wum.
Yeah,
wum,
they turn
wum,
into adults on peanuts.
Yeah. No, yeah. That's what it sounds like in your head and you just sort of like, kind of pass out for a little bit.
Yeah, Twin, you're on that GG, Twin.
I wonder if you could search like Galaxy Gas food review, because there was one.
Was it on WorldStar or just in general?
It was just in general, where it was like, it wasn't even, the focus wasn't that the guy had it, but it was so funny because he's really
up
young.
Holding it?
Yeah, that one. Yeah, the first. It's so funny. Yo.
All right, hold on.
They're huge too, also the GG.
Jesus. Yeah, it's like a window cocking.
Wait,
container.
Is that the galaxy gas he's holding there?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
What's your name? Where you from?
Brother Lil T, man. I'm from the you know, down the street, man. Come on, man. Let's see what the food's talking about, man. I ain't got time to be playing over. I ain't got time to be playing.
His voice goes back to normal.
I'm fucking with it. But I ain't fucking with it. But I'm fucking with it, though.
You gonna try a wing?
Now, see, what's great about this is this really... It's not a food review video.
I'd love to hear you say something great about this.
Yeah, now, you're so holding the label out. Yeah.
This guy's trying to do the high dude that does food reviews, but he's like, what if we did a galaxy gas? The problem is, by the time he takes a bite, he's already he's not feeling the buzz no more. It's already gone.
That is the problem.
You got to do a bunch of galaxy gas. Man, the wings are good, though.
This is another thing they stole from the white man. They used to call it hippie crack. Because there's only white guys doing it.
I mean, we're going to be at a point where they're just like, you can't have a company. Like, did Galaxy Gas exist before? Like, they're clearly, they know
they're
that.
They're the new ones on the street, for
but
sure.
But the company clearly knows most people buying it are buying it
seems
to get all
like
fucked
it.
Well,
up.
No, yeah, because this didn't exist because you would go to the smoke shop and they would just have whipped cream chargers.
Yeah.
And it was Whip
yeah,
It.
Yeah,
Whip
yeah.
It, the brand Whip It, makes, like, for food companies and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
On there. And you go on Amazon and get the little charger for or the little, whatever you call it, whipped cream. I'm sorry, I was
the
doing
canister?
A bunch of Galaxy Gas before this. Yeah, the thing that it's in.
Well, yeah, Max in the Twitch chat, call me old-fashioned, but weed's very readily available. Yeah, like, why can't they just smoke weed? They're just...
Well, it's nothing like weed.
Yeah, I know, but,
and
like, if you're looking
to
get...
Than Galaxy
fucking
heads.
Idiot.
I'm just saying, if you want to get high, like, just get a certain type of high. Like, it doesn't have to be a certain type of high. Just get high.
It's like we talk about on Caddy Stud. Sometimes it's not enough anymore.
Yeah, that's why you're
I think
murdering
that's the problem.
People.
As a
yeah.
person who's never done drugs... I've never tried drugs. I've never done any of that stuff.
Never been offered drugs.
I'm offered drugs 100 times a day. I assume that I've heard enough and seen enough to say, like, sometimes it's just like, oh, it's not enough for me anymore. That's why people go in those directions.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah, this shit is busting, bro. These wings are busting. I love this pasta.
I mean, yeah, it is wild to think that, like, there are so many different ways to get high. Like, but like, it's all getting high, but it's different highs.
Different vibes,
high
right
man.
Now.
Yeah.
Isn't
like,
it weird?
Isn't
thing,
it
man,
weird,
that
man?
Like a bunch of different ways to get
like,
high, but
I'm
not
high.
Like high.
Yeah.
Like I smoke high. Weed and I'm high. You ate pills and you're high, but you're like a different
am
high.
I? Whoa, isn't that crazy that like Joe Rogan on the GG? We gotta get Joe Rogan on the GG.
Fall down the stairs.
Hey, man, you just wanna take the GG, man.
The Boston comedy scene in the 80s.
Oh, Nick, are you in the YouTube chat now? We were talking earlier. You were saying the birthday was like Barbarian, right?
I'm convinced you only said that because you were trying to make me angry. Yeah.
Well, they filled the theater with Galaxy Gas. They were pumping it in the whole time. This is like a fucking movie.
This is like Barbarian.
Yo, this movie like a movie.
Yeah, it was reminding me of a movie.
Everyone's just rolling down the steps. Oh, hey, man. Oh, dude. Get Jeff on the fucking Galaxy Gas.
Oh, hey, dude.
Oh, hey, dude.
April Fools.
April Fools.
April Fools. We're referencing something that
no one knows what we're talking about.
Even fans of our show are like, huh?
You know what would be sick and we should use podcast money for? Get one of those beer hats, put two Galaxy Gases in that.
Get all fucked up.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
oh, dude, get a fucking snorkel mouthpiece that they connect to.
Yeah.
I don't like drugs. I don't like drugs. I've never done them.
And I could just stand right by the windows and stuff.
Yeah, make sure that Jeff stands directly next to a staircase and an open elevator shaft.
Excuse me. Before we finish up, we should talk about the robot announcements that Elon Musk did last night at Warner Brothers. Apparently, this was at the Warner lot, like where we were on that tour.
Oh, like where they film Young Sheldon?
Young Sheldon,
yeah, I wonder.
Is this Young Sheldon?
Does he like Young Sheldon?
There's a lot of opportunity to create
What's great too, I mean, I know people hate when we pause it, like I played it for 2 seconds, but I do want
to
say
what we do to every single video.
It's great because Elon Musk wants to do this, like, you know, fucking Steve Jobs type, like, I'm the guy, I'm out here presenting my thing, here's my like big technology my company's putting out. But like, he always sounds like an idiot.
Well, he's he's a big moron with zero charisma and not a good idea in his head. So he walks out there and then immediately exposes himself.
He probably has good ideas. It's just he's not that guy. He's not that I'm on the stage guy.
Yeah. Well, because he like loves cringe shit. So like he's like, he'll do memes like on stage, but they're like memes from 4 months ago. Yeah,
he's a sad loser.
There's a lot of opportunity to create. Green space in the cities that we live in.
Here comes.
So yeah, they have these like self-driving like luxury vans and cars. Like,
oh, and also, what happens if you need a vehicle that is bigger than a Model Y?
So you just iPadded it. It's like it's bigger.
The Robovan.
I think it's supposed to be like a party bus almost, or like a minivan.
Going to make this, and it's going to look like that.
It has no steering wheel.
Imagine going down the street.
Yeah, no,
they
were also testing out these cabs that they were getting in. Yeah, there's no, like, you get in, there's literally nothing in there but seats.
Man, it feels like bad when we like self-driving cars and Teslas.
They're not there yet.
And Cybertrucks and stuff are still falling apart.
Yeah,
and like even like the best like of those things still have like a hit rate that's not high. Like even the very, very best ones that never have issues still have more issues than you need until you start going like, let's go further.
Well,
and,
yeah,
and make like crazier ones.
Well, the thing with AI too, I think it was like Sam Hyde at this point where they're like, they'll be like, in 10 years, bro, like the people don't understand the difference between 90% there on AI and 100%, because like an AI car, just all the stuff you have to factor in. Like,
yeah.
You could be 90% there and you're killing 36 people.
Well, dude, you could be 99% yeah, there and it's like you're not even close because it has to be perfect. And even then, the big problem with all
like,
that stuff that everyone comes down to, they always come down to the trolley dilemma. You're basically a coder that has to program in to a car, like, who you kill or what dangerous thing do you do in a scenario that you're stuck in.
I just, yeah, like, AI is impressive. I just don't think it'll ever be that thing they want it to be.
Well, it probably will, but you're right. It's going to be quite a while, but people are acting like it.
Yes.
We're already acting like we're
jobs,
there.
Dude.
Yeah.
We have a goofy conversation with what sounds like a person, and we go like, it's fucking here, and it's like, dude, you're basically like the guy who saw the Model T and a guy's cranking it in the beginning, and you're like, we're fucking here, dude. It's like, dude, you've got 100 years and it's still not here.
But yeah, they also have these like auto driving cabs, which he's pitching at that they would sell them for like 20,000 to 30,000, which seems pretty low. And the idea would be like, you buy it, but you're just using it as your Uber without having to drive around. Like, you just send it out.
That's what I said when he has dumb guy aspirational ideas that, with nothing to back them up. Like, the idea that he's like, I'm going to sell you a car for no money,
and it's like,
that will drive itself and make you money.
Yeah,
and you're
like passive income somewhere.
And it's like, okay, in a world where you could somehow make that a reality, then that's just all any, like, you can't, like, you can't do that, because if you could, it would happen.
Well,
it would happen already.
I mean, I get it, though. Like, I got to take my kids to soccer practice, but I'm off that GG.
Yeah,
I'm going to get in the cyber van, lay on the floor, do galaxy gas with my children.
Yeah, I just, Elon Musk is so annoying.
That'd be sick.
What's up, my friend?
Hey, we suck.
This can carry up to 20 people, and it can also transport goods. So you can configure it for
galaxy gas,
goods transport within a city, or transport of up to 20 people at a time. So this is going to, the Robovan is what's going to solve
the Robovan.
So if you want to transport,
I want a Revolvan, please.
Give me one Robovan.
To really get the cost of travel down. We want to do, and we've seen this with the Cybertruck, is we want to change the look of the roads.
But then he also rolled out He rolled out these robots.
A robot.
And these robots, I think, were also like 40 grand or something like that. And they're going to be like your new butlers.
Okay. I'm sick of my old butlers.
With arms and legs instead of a robot with wheels. And we've made a lot of progress.
Today, robot.
Hurry up.
Optimus. And as you can see, we started up with someone in a robot suit.
This guy's holding my place in line at, I don't know, Splash Mountain.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, earlier in that dumb bus, it's like, well, when's the Lieutenant Beck going to walk out? Does anyone have eyes on Beck?
So if you extrapolate this, you're really going to have something spectacular, something that anyone could own.
And so this is the annoying thing. He's trying, he's acting like this is an advertisement for something that will be reasonable for anyone to own.
Yeah.
In 5 years, when it won't be reasonable for anyone to own in 20 years.
But it also doesn't even if, say, the pricing did work out the same and someone could own this in 5 years, it clearly is not going to work. Yeah, like, no. It's not going to be.
Roombas don't work.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Well, and everyone's made the points that with robotics, the future of robotics is very unlikely going to be a humanoid form. Mm. It's going to be something with, like, it's honestly probably closer to, like, a weird thing on some type of wheel or tread or something that doesn't exist yet. But the bipedal form is so unconventional that us trying to do that is more just us, like, kind of tooling around and having fun more than it is making something that, were it to, like, exist commercially and people owned them and they, like, walked around your property or ran errands for you, it is so unlikely that they would just be a bipedal 2-foot robot.
Because he says something like, you know, it could, like, walk your dog or take your kids to school for you or whatever.
Well, you do Galaxy Gas.
But then it's like, yeah, it tries to walk your dog and then it falls over and it can't get up and your dog kills your dog. Your dog runs away. It doesn't know what to do. Like, yeah.
Walks through a crosswalk that's not marked in a way that the algorithm recognizes and then gets hit by a car because it didn't have right of way, so the guy wasn't paying attention.
My Robovan blue screened and killed my whole family. Fuck.
Because, I mean, my phone is super advanced. It's, like, amazing that I could walk around with it. But there are a bunch of stupid things it fucks up on, even, like, having the latest phone.
Like, I get the Boston Dynamics videos because they're like, look at what we're slowly making. Look at what we're slowly iterating on. Look at what we've been able to make it do. Even, like, to the point where, like, Disney animatronics are hyper-specialized to do this set of movements and do them smoother and more real. They're realizing a purpose. But, like, and Boston Dynamics is saying, like, hey, we're the steps that in a long time you'll look back on that got us here. He's right here pretending to market something to you that isn't even real and won't be real anytime soon.
I love it.
For what reason?
I love the idea. Like, yeah, let's get a robot, dude. Let's get a robot to take my job.
Yeah, but the second that robot gets off the GG, he freezes his motherboard, activates the kill switch on there. You just have a lazy robot laying around doing Galaxy Gas.
It would be great if they needed the Galaxy Gas to run, though.
But you're too busy doing it all the time, so they're always bad to have no
Please,
charge.
I need the GG.
R2-D2 C-3PO. But fundamentally, at scale, the Optimus robot, you should be able to buy an Optimus robot.
Good point.
I think probably $20,000 to $30,000 long term. So, and what can it
do? Oh, you can play dice with your fucking robot?
So it can be a teacher, babysit your kids. It can walk your dog, mow your lawn, get the groceries, just be your friend, serve drinks. Whatever.
And I'm not even saying he's lying.
It will do.
Because it doesn't, I don't feel
even
like.
Even though he lies constantly.
Well, like, and that's the thing is, like, this almost doesn't count as lying because it almost feels like he knows that none of this is real. And he knows that none of this, that all this is, like,
that's
complete.
That's what he always does.
Like, fucking skybox, like, whatever. And that the people in the audience, the only people that should believe it are the dumbest people. So it almost shouldn't count as lying because he knows no one should believe him, and no one in that audience should believe him. So what even is all of this
for? I can't believe you live in the city with the loop, and you're going to call him a liar?
The loop is so dumb.
Haven't we all used the loop to get to where we're going?
Well, also, it's not a lie because I'm sure this will be an eventual future.
No, but
that's what I'm saying is that's how they would, like, kind of hand wave that away.
But he's not saying that. He is saying this robot we're making right now, here are the things we are saying it will do. But he doesn't actually mean that or believe that. And so that's why it's like it almost doesn't count as lying because it's just complete nonsense.
Well, it's also similar to like...
it's like a fake press conference where they're pretending something might exist someday.
But the reason why they're doing that, though, is because, you know, it's like NFTs. It's like you're trying to pump something up. This is just good for the stock price and good to be like...
Yeah, I guess.
Because then like everyone... Because they already own Tesla stock and they're like, buy some more stock. Look at all the stuff we're doing.
Yeah, you just fucking...
The Cybertruck can't make it up a hill.
It's just going to be that chess robot that breaks little kids' fingers.
But also, I mean, Max, I mean, this is the question we're all asking. Max in the Twitch chat, like, when do you fuck these things? Like, you have to fuck them.
Immediately, like, the day you buy them.
You immediately fuck them, right?
Well, like most robots.
Spraying it on its face.
Well, it'd be like with the VCR. Like, it's, you know, the VCR didn't take off until it had porn and beat Betamax or whatever.
Yeah, like most technologies. Can you strap a gun, a Bible, or porn to it in some way?
Can you strap a pocket pussy to the thing?
Those are the things. Porn, but guns, and Bibles, when do they get integrated? That is when it becomes real.
Oh, yeah, I'm fucking it. The face has a galaxy gas dispenser that I'm sucking on while I'm fucking it. It shoots galaxy gas into my penis. My penis inflates.
Addy in the YouTube chat, make the robot sound like Corey. Yeah, load up that AI that we were talking to for an hour into
hey,
the Corey.
Big Poppy, here's your drink.
I walked your dog.
I mean, my dear, I walked your dog. It's great, right? I mean, and I apologize for slurs.
That is the best use of AI is why can't your Alexa have Corey's voice?
Yes. Or your GPS.
That is probably the next step in dumb novelty is licensing out stuff like that. Because they've done it with real voices, but it takes too much time. Mm. So the next step is kind of like how people like what's his name? Bruce Willis did like the, hey, you're allowed to make commercials with fake versions of me and fake versions of my voice.
You can buy my likeness.
I think Sam Jackson is also like, hey, you're allowed to use fake versions of my voice or something. That's probably something that they'll try to like reasonably in the future you could market as something that sounds like, because that Corey thing was close enough where I could buy that, so give it a couple of years.
Well, there's already those reports.
You could say, like, I some celebrity have licensed off my rights to Tam Tam, and they're allowed to sell someone a $40 update where I'm giving them directions.
Well, there's already those reports that Marvel does that shit. Like, they buy your digital likeness in case you die like dumbass Black Panther and mess everything up.
Well, Luke Skywalker in The Mandalorian... The big thing was that they used the fake stuff to make him look young, but it wasn't even his real voice.
They
used a de-aged fake voice that wasn't even his. They didn't like have him say the lines.
Voice.
Yeah, they literally just like made his voice from scratch.
Yeah, you knew it wasn't him now because he wasn't complaining about Trump.
it's gonna be awesome.
What if with the Bruce Willis thing, they find out the thing that cures what he has is GG?
Yeah, it could be.
Shit. Let's give some galaxy to gas to Mark Hamill, and maybe he'll stop being a fucking bummer about Star Wars all the time.
Of any kind. Yeah. Because I think everyone of the...
Yeah, there we go. There's the Gilmore Girls thing.
I think everyone's going to want...
Gazebo.
Oh, shit. I was going to ask about the gazebo.
And there's going to be some, maybe two.
Hey, I think that house right there is where young Sheldon sold that guy the homework and then got caught by Mr. Wilson.
It's the gazebo where young Sheldon had his first gay experience.
And services.
Gazebo's what I'm naming my robot, though.
Do you mean the gazebo?
Gazebo.
Risks of digital intelligence. 80% probability of good outcome. Look on the bright side. The cup is 80%.
I'll wait
this
for
guy
that.
Has zero riz.
Dude, he has
negative riz.
He is embarrassing.
The cost
he is embarrassing 24/7.
Will decline.
He's the cringler.
And basically anyone will be able to have any products and services they want. One of the things we wanted to show tonight was that Optimus
my dick.
Is not
Here's my dick.
Here it is. I'm sorry.
It's not.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Waldorf.
Right, here it is.
The Optimus robots will
apologize.
Walk among you. Please be nice to
Wait,
the
what
Optimus
retard
robots.
Thing did you say?
The robots do like just mingle in the crowd through the event. Actually, did I pull a video of that?
Oh, so they slowly caper over and then do nothing, and then you have to push them out of the way?
They had to be like, oh, they're talking, but I feel like... This is not how it will work. I feel, and some other people were saying this on Twitter. They're like, they probably have someone just talking on a microphone somewhere.
It's the Mr. Like, Potato Head or the donkey from Shrek at the theme parks.
Or like when you come up to an R2 like a convention, there's always somebody. Or they do it at the theme parks as well. Yeah. You'll see a guy in the back like with a remote.
That's the fun game.
The
fun game is when you see R2 is look around and try and find the guy pretending to be a guest that's secretly controlling R2 in his pockets.
Let me see. I like my stupid life. Welcome to the Twitch chat. Dude looks way too much like Hannibal from the TV series. It's true. He does look. That's the guy, Mads Mikkelsen. He does kind of look like that.
Optimist.
It's really mean to Mads Mikkelsen.
It's insane. It's even talking.
Say hi to my friend John.
John? Where's John?
Right here.
Oh, hello, John.
How are you?
How are you doing?
That's crazy. I'm talking to a robot.
Yeah, this is good.
From San Jose.
Hey, let's all talk at the same time, and it'll be like we're talking to Optimus.
From where you were born in Silicon Valley.
Wonderful. Where do you live in San Jose? Do you live in Almond Valley, or do you live in the Santa Teresa area?
No, I live in Los Gatos.
Los Gatos. Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Nice area.
Where do you live?
Beautiful hiking out here up there.
Now, would they get mad at you if you just ran up to the thing and pushed it over? Because I'd want to test it. I'd want to know if it could get back up.
I'm surprised no one did that.
Because that's the Boston Dynamics thing. They're always trying to kick them over and shit.
Well, that's why they didn't have it in Philly. Remember they had that trash can with a speaker on it?
Just tossed them.
Everyone smashed it to pieces.
Well, there was, what was it? The robot that was like hitchhiking across the country.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
The robot with the trash can with a speaker on it.
He made it through Philly and they tossed him in a ditch.
Made it across the world. Yeah, it was like in so many places and they went to Philly and it got torn to pieces.
I live in Palo Alto at the current moment.
Figures. Yeah, this is awesome.
Say the N-word. Say the N-word over and over.
Apologize for the slurs you've said.
What's the hardest thing about being a robot?
Trying to learn how to be as human as you guys are.
See, because it doesn't even sound like, I mean, given he probably has more advanced technology, but you would still have that moment where it like registers and then tries to respond. That pause was just a guy that's bad at improv, like on the microphone. It's like, probably trying to be human like you. Oh, hey, Joe, what's up? I'm from Palo Alto as well.
My biggest problem is a robot is trying to come up with a occupation in a city. Occupation in a city, anyone.
I'm, the hardest part of being a robot, trying to get my wife to pick a damn restaurant, huh? Folks, dating is weird.
Anyone, hey, are you guys together? How long have you been together?
Off topic a bit, but when we were in Detroit, one of our Uber drivers, he's from the Middle East somewhere, but he started going to his shtick. It was so funny because we're just driving to a brunch place or something, and we just like it was just standard small talk, and then he's just like all of a sudden out of nowhere he's like, my wife, she always wants expensive shoes. $700 she wants for
shoes.
It's like, and he's like, I make more money. I feel like I make the same because she spends more money.
Get her on Kill Tony.
Oh, thank you. I like my stupid life. Handing out some gift subs. Shit. Oh, my goodness. But he's like, I make more money. She spends more money. My bank account gets lower.
Well, she probably heard you guys having fun. Probably goofing around a little bit. And he's like, oh, yeah. It's
trying to women, but he
women
kept going.
Be shopping, my friend. No, you can't stop a woman from
it
shopping.
It was so great because he kept going. And this was like almost... It was like he had done this before.
No. You guys are the first.
Man, shout outs to the gift subs, though. Thank you, dude. Because then all of a sudden he's like, you know, we got a car, but we have Arabic car. Have you ever heard of an Arabic car? And we're like, no, not really. What do you mean? And then he takes his phone real quick and he like punches something in his phone and he shows us a picture of a camel. And he's like, this is Arabic car. I'm like, you keep buying expensive shoes. This is the car we're getting again.
That's
and I'm like,
good stuff.
Man, this guy rocks.
Does he rock?
Nah, he rocks.
Does he?
He got a. I got that Uber and I was like, you're getting, even though the ride was like $7, it was like $5 tip. Let's
go.
Wow.
All right.
Thanks for dropping. And because he also did like.
Thanks for dragging yourself through the muck for my entertainment.
And he also was like, I'm giving you 5 stars before you even get out of the car. He's like, pulled up. He's like, finishing the trip. There you are, 5 stars.
You just start
have a
calling
great day.
Him a bunch of slurs.
You're like, yeah, you just be like 2 stars. Your stuff's derivative. You need to write better. Well, you on the apps? The apps are crazy, man. You see, Arab dating app. It's like human trafficking. Like, oh, okay. Who is on the apps?
Well, no, that's
does,
great.
Does an illegal U-turn? Illegal U-turn.
Well, no, but that's even better. Like, tying it back to this, the actual Optimus in real life, it is that guy like, oh, hello, man. What do you mean to go get your children?
I'm driving like a woman.
Well, no, it's just all the people in India that do our customer service calls just get transferred to being our Optimus voices. And they're just sitting on the phone all day talking to us.
He calls dad gay. He gets really mad. That's the move if you ever get the scammers. You'd be like, oh, is that because your dad's gay? And they're like, fuck you.
Fuck you, you piece of shit.
Are you gay like your gay dad?
Oh,
they get real
Two
mad.
Two in the clink, one galaxy guess in the stink.
Two in the clink. After dark.
Oh, thank you, Derek. Thank you for the $20 super chat. Yeah, two in the clink, one galaxy gas in the stink,
two
indeed.
Two in the clink is good for robot sex.
Oh, the movie iRobot. iRobot After Dark. Hell yeah. Anyways, that's our future, robots. I know the obvious thing is that they're going to kill us, but I guess they're going to murder
Not
us.
Not if they're this useless.
Well, they're going to kill us more so out of incompetence.
Yeah they're going to trip and fall on top of us and break our legs. And then we'll be like, call the ambulance. And they'll be like, calling Whataburger. And you're like, no, and then you die.
Well, no, it's going to call the ambulance. It's going to be that big robo van's going to come and run you over.
Yeah.
And just keep driving back to the hospital.
A robot will reach out, just rip your head off your body and take you to the hospital.
And takes you to the hospital where other Optimuses are there. And they start ripping your head apart.
Declares you deceased. He is deceased at 416.
There you go. That's the future. Wrap it up.
Wrap it up, I'll take it.
Oh, man. Time flies when you're having fun, ladies and germs. There we go.
Pee is poop.
Anyone else on the apps?
Pee is poop.
Favorite part of the show.
It's the Corey tweet.
Oh, the Corey tweet.
Oh, yeah. The Corey tweet, no question.
Put that. That's like a YouTube plaque for us. We need that. It's just behind us.
That's our YouTube platinum fucking play bar or
Eric
whatever the
can,
fuck.
Can print that out, frame it, send it to us, and we'll sign that.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, what a great show. Yeah, we talked about Corey's divorce. We saw that awesome tweet.
We say it every episode. I always think there's gonna be no new Corey drama, and he had the most drama this week.
Yeah, he always comes
and
through.
Nobody cared.
No one
except
us. Us and ours.
We love that Eric kept the flame going on the Funko Pop. I love seeing people hanging out in the chat. Also some first timers, which I love to see.
And some
welcome
old-timers.
Aboard and some old timers. What else we talk about? We talked about. All right, robots, Elon Musk. We talked about the hurricane. Oh, we talked about Lieutenant Dan and the hurricane.
Galaxy Gas,
the Rizzler.
Oh, I love the Rizzler.
Aaron Hernandez on that TV show.
Bon Jovi. Wow.
So much.
Oh, Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah, Lieutenant Dan. All the great ones.
Good app.
Great app.
The Rizzler.
Trump.
Speaking of the Rizzler. Go to patreon.com/Jim and Them where you can hear our brand new show where all we do is talk about the Rizzler. It's called Jim and Them. we have all sorts of great shows on there. Not only is there a free tier where you can get a bunch of free examples of the shows that you'll hear all front to back, exactly what you get normally. And if you like those, you can join. And if you don't, hey, you scammed us one and there's nothing I can do about it. So take that Mike Steele. Take that Jim Scampoli. Take that Jeff Murphy. But hopefully you do like it, and
it ends up being a joke about them. Ahaha, you know.
I only heard some of
them. Well, I was just gonna say because I was a little confused. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I love that feeling when someone makes a joke about me and it ends up being a joke about them. From Dan Taylor, did we make a joke about you, Dan Taylor?
I don't know. I hope it was good.
Thank you for the super chat. It's not 10 American dollars, whatever that A is.
Oh, I think he's talking about crowd work. I think he's goofing on crowd work.
Oh, I gotcha. I gotcha.
There's no way to know unless he sends us 10 more dollars.
Yeah. But go to Patreon.com.
Yes, Patreon.com.
It's fantastic. Most Patreons are like, hey, here's the show you already listened to, but you're giving us $20 to get no ads. We instead give you tons of new shows and more shows and movie commentaries, all sorts of cool stuff. Jim, what do we got up there for people right now?
Oh, my goodness. We got a new Scarf Dogs is currently available. We're talking about some of our favorite Halloween treats. Also, there is a spooky movie commentary for the spooky season. We watched the Irish horror film Oddity.
It was horrifying.
It's a nice slow burn with some good spooks and some good scares, and it's good for the season. Watch it with your boys.
Oh, we've also watched all the Winnie the Pooh movies, if you want to watch them. Yes. The scary ones. Those are great.
Yeah, if you check our archives, we have watched the horror Winnie the Pooh movies. I also did make a collection on our Patreon, because we have like 16 like regular spooky horror commentaries. Was it 16? It was like 10 movies, or something like that. It was up there, though. But yeah, we were watching some classics, some good jump scare ones. But they're all in a collection, so you can marathon them up.
The Halloween collection.
Yes. Tis the season.
New Caddy Studs Investigations that was up a couple weeks ago. A new one going up shortly. That's our true crime podcast.
A great one. I love that show.
It's a lot of fun. It's your boys talking about all the macabre stories that you could take in. It's like a Netflix true crime documentary, but with your boys.
Yeah.
And that's just the tip of the iceberg. You can find it all at patreon.com/JimAndThem.
And if that is still somehow not enough for you, what if I were to say that you could go to showswhatyouknow.com, Jim?
Oh, my God. You go to showswhatyouknow.com. I host a podcast with Jacob Burrows. We discuss television. We did take a week off because I was out of town, but we've been talking about the new Penguin show on Max, the one to watch for HBO, the spinoff of 2022's The Batman. We also discussed the recent Sopranos documentary, the Wise Guy David Chase interview. What else? Agatha All Along's been going on. All the new shows, plus all the old shows. You can check it out at showswhatyouknow.com.
Fantastic. Jeff Murphy, tell me a little bit about that Las Vegas comedy
scene. Oh, my God. Follow me on Instagram, JeffXMurphy, for all the clips. I just had one of my best weeks in comedy.
Oh, really?
Hosted Wise Guys, did a little showcase action, had 7 minutes up top at Wise Guys that went great.
Nice.
On there. And, yeah, things what are looking up.
Does showcase mean you were on the poster?
No, this was not a poster. Well, showcase is just like they picked me to be on a thing.
Oh, instead of you just showing up.
Instead of me being an open mic on there. Because there was a comedy fest in town. So hopefully good things are happening on there. Hottest in the city. We got Shock Dogs are taking over. But yeah, Jeff X Murphy on Instagram for all your Jeff Murphy clips.
Fantastic. My endorsement this week. I have fallen down. I mean, it's been gradual. This has not been recent because I've endorsed other things. I have slowly fallen down a hole where I watch a lot of Korean TV shows.
Yes.
Like tons of Korean
TV
shows.
That's exactly what Jake's been watching.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because I was like, I was asking about some show, and he's like, all I've been watching have been Korean, either like Korean competition shows, but also there was like just a regular Korean show he was watching.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. I know a little bit because Netflix has had more, so it's accessible, and I've liked some of them, and so it's like doing a better job at surfacing things I might like. But then also now I just have like a streaming subscription to this place where it's all like Korean stuff put up like the next day and live Korean TV. I've been watching Korean baseball. I watch a lot of Korean TV. Out of nowhere. It's really nice when you don't have a job and you fall asleep at 7 a.m.
You're a queeb?
I am a queeb. I don't like K-pop, though. I'm not a K-pop guy.
What about Korean rap?
Don't like that either. I haven't done the music yet, but I'm loving the TV. There's a show right now. They did put it up on Netflix, but you can also find it elsewhere. It's called Agents of Mystery. It's very hard to describe. I'll do my best. It's kind of like, Jim, if someone filmed us doing the Galactic Star Cruiser, but they had, like, made it for that episode. So, like... like, it wouldn't be marketable if you opened up a super elaborate, incredibly expensive, like, murder mystery escape room thing. Because there's just no way to pay for it. But what if you did it up and, like, had a bunch of actors and, like, made it elaborate and it's, like, crazy things. But, like, you watch a bunch of people do it. That's kind of what it is. And it's really, really good. It's, like, it's fun. It actually reminded me of watching someone go through like something that is very Star Cruiser-esque.
Mm.
And it's 6 episodes, 3 episodes per mission. And I've never seen anything like it, and I really, really liked it. So that is my endorsement this week, because I'm falling down a Korean TV show hole.
The Koreans are really becoming the Japanese of Asian people.
They really, yeah, really
they're
are. Gonna,
they're brainwashing.
Oh, yeah. Agents of Mystery on Netflix. Last time I endorsed Class Wars, the cooking show, the finale of that was fantastic. And now I am endorsing Agents of Mystery, another Korean TV show. Check it out.
Nice. Dan Taylor was doing, he was referencing the joke by Corey Feldman. I can't believe we missed it.
I think it's because the joke
is on you.
It was lost in translation.
Yeah, that was just a little lost in translation. Yeah.
About it should, he should, if he said on them, I might have understood.
Yeah.
Also, but I'm retarded.
$10 or $10.
Yeah. But thank
$10
you,
are $10.
We shouldn't have missed it.
Well, $10
is $10.
You know what? I would say $10 or $10.
Well, that's enough for my characters.
On that, I'm Jim.
And we're them.
And we're out.
Word.